Blog Talk Radio.
Nick, time, found love. What
Let's forgive and forget. Let no thought be your enemy. I've never felt so good. I'm happy, happy, happy than a man could be.
Good time, we found love. might be your neighbor here. The next door neighbor. He makes it the rain. Oh my, don't you dare deny him. I'd like to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I am your host tonight. This is Sheikh El Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. We're in the beautiful and the most potentially fair city in the universe of Washington, D.C., better known by us common folk as Banneker City, for it is Banneker who laid this bad boy out. And I'm telling you, there's not a greater phenomenon anywhere on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. And he did this under duress. And my. Think if he was, how he would behave. My. We would all perform much better as freedmen. And Malcolm said, if you ain't ready for revolution, if you ain't ready to take charge of the health and medicine, the education and the politics in your own community, then you don't need to have no word called freedom, justice, and equality hanging from your mouth. You ain't fit to put that in your vocabulary. You should find something to do that has nothing to do with freedom fighting. But we on freedom fighting tonight just as hard, as cancer on a mama that's dying. We just hard on just the non-revolutionary and all the non-melanated folks out of our way. There's some of them better in the way. So we're looking here to see how are we stuck. And the pertinent cross-examination question is how many believe the God? How many believe the prophet? And how many obeyed the God? How many obeyed the prophet? And so in the name of the Almighty God, the most beneficent, the most merciful, all praise is due to the Almighty God, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher, and the sustainer of all of the worlds. We greet you, dear beloved brothers and sisters, greeting words of peace as written in the Quran but it's written in the Arabic language of Assalamu Alaikum, power to we the people, and black power, and a strong black military to black the call for black power, and a strong black revolution, for the divine power of the universe has commanded us to revolution, has commanded us to take charge of all Black Panther property in view, and that includes 196,940,000 square miles. So I hope everybody's alert tonight. We're going to talk about a subject that, most people are trying to duck this subject, but we will take a look at black tabloid journalism. And where did it start? Where did it come from? Should it be stopped? Should it be jump-started and stepped up a level? Some can't live with it, and others say that they can't live without it. Huh? What say ye tonight on Black Power Radio and our Black Power listening audience? What do you think about tabloid journalism? And there's a man in particular that does black tabloid journalism by the name of Tahaka Bey. And he does it from Baltimore in our, I don't know if it's our sister city, huh? For tonight's broadcast, we'll call it the sister city of Washington, because it sounds like a cop-out. Might be something gay about that stuff they're doing out there on the front line and, you know, attacking the revolutionaries and ducking behind the goddamn tree. But we ain't going for it tonight on Black Power Radio. We're going to open this thing up and shake you everywhere but loose on the subject of what is it, what do we see when we took a real strong look at black tabloid journalism. So there's very few of them out there now. They say he may be the last one in the OK Corral, right? Because they got the shootout at the OK Corral. But I want to welcome our Queen Mothers out there in Spartanburg region in Gaffney, South Carolina. We're going to bring her live to the radio tonight. Welcome Queen Mother Beverly Lane Reese. Welcome to Black Power Radio. This is Sheikh Ali Man Makba, and you're live on Black Power Radio. Power to the people.
Good evening, Black Power. Black I want to hope and pray everyone is still healthy and wise and had a blessed holiday week. Well, today's a new day. And I'm not going to complain. That's just basically, I'm not going to complain. I mean, still don't have no update about my son. My son's demise, Lavelle Lane. Today is day 56. But, I mean, I'm still here. I mean, this is my first Thanksgiving without him. And he was a very hungry, greedy boy, and I'm used to having him here on the holidays, Thanksgiving, and, you know, whatever. It didn't have to be no specific time. You know, he was down here in a residential mental illness facility, and we would go get him, and, you know, this would be the time that we would have went and got him. And he wasn't here this year. I dealt with it. That's the best I can say about it. I dealt with it. You know, it hit me now then. You know, I had my little moments. But I had two other children here in South Carolina. You know, it's no substitute one from the other. But, I mean, we were together, and we had our little peace, and we were merry about it. And I'm just grateful. You know, I'm grateful that I'm still here. And I'm grateful that all the listeners, all my sisters and brothers are still here. And I had some death in my immediate family as well over the holidays. And I have to deal with that too. You know, life and death is in God's hand. You know, that's what we were created for. We came from the earth and we're going back. Can you do? You know, we just got to stay prayerful. I keep our hand in his hand, and that's about the way life goes. That's just about how life goes. And I just pray that we stay steadfast and just keep hope alive and pray for one another. That's what we have to do. We have to pray for each other because we are our brother's keeper. And that's about all I have to say.
My, my, my. Thank you, Queen Mother Beverly Lane, for opening up with our spiritual focus for this evening. And we have quite a bit to talk about tonight. And one of the things, again, is the case of Lavelle Lane, who was killed in the Spartanburg Detention Center, and there has been no follow-up with the family virtually whatsoever, unless they initiated it. There has been no real follow-up because the only visit they've had at their door is a visit from the Gaffney
coroner.
And the Cherokee. And, is that right? The coroner's over in Gaffney and Cherokee.
Yeah, that's
Has spoke up and stepped up. But in the spirit of the traditional America, there would have been someone that would have visited from the chaplain's office from both Spartanburg and Gaffney, given the circumstances. But they are not going to take a look at the circumstance because of our melanation. We know for a fact it is because of our melanation. There's been no olive branch. There's been no extending of the curse. There's been no doves flying from the courthouse at Spartanburg or from the sheriff's office in Gaffney, Spartanburg, Cherokee, are looking past. They want to turn a blind eye to justice and then a blind eye to fairness administratively what they should do for a family in duress because they have lost their son to some county mountie that has no idea of what they were doing, no idea of protocol, chain of command, and where a mental health patient should be at the time of any encounter. They should call in the specialist at minimum and maintain a posture of cooperation, even though that these things are very unfortunate circumstances. But nevertheless, it should have been managed with much more of a professional sensitivity should have been displayed in the case of the Lane family, Reese family, the Tate family, Montgomery family should have been managed much differently. And they don't even want to say the word hate crime, but we can see the visibility in the forecast of the hate crime that took place. So with that said, we will move straight up the line and talk to our beloved. If Cotton is out there, we want to talk to him. This is our chairman out of South Carolina. We've got our beloved brother, Cotton is live in Spartanburg, South Carolina. We want to welcome you to the airways. He's a soldier and have now meet and greeted the Queen Mother. The Queen Mother is there, and all of our strong advocates for social justice are there. And we're just as happy as Goldilocks. Stuck in the boot camp about the cooperation that the staff is showing in South Carolina and other many other states are coming together for a big rendezvous on December 17th in Danville, Virginia. We'll be live, and we're going to bring our brother. If he ain't made no other rendezvous, he'll make that rendezvous. And it's a statewide, this is an all-man call out, and every pastor is commanded to be there. And we're going to welcome our beloved chairman in South Carolina, Brother Ty. What up, cuz? Power to the people.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing out there?
Oh, man, we're doing good.
Okay, word. That's what's up. Hey, Thanksgiving, man. It's a made-up holiday by the white man. I'm going to tell you why they make different holidays up. And they keep them going because they know black people. You tell them it's a holiday, the black people are going to jump on board and they're going to roll with that. And they're going to overeat. They're going to eat pork, anything to make their blood pressure high, their blood sugar high. Anything to make you pass on out and go into that coma, you know what I'm saying? Have to go to the hospital. They can steal a couple of your organs or whatever like that. Then they know we're going to get drunk. We're going to get toe up. We're going to fight one another and all that kind of good stuff like that. You know, good old American holiday, you know. But anyway, so the topic tonight is about It's something I don't really understand. Let me see what it is. Journalism. I don't know about the tabloid journalism, but I do know about propaganda, and I know about yellow journalism. Yellow journalism is something that the white people do when they want to try to get you on board, let's say, for example, do an attack on another country. So what they do over the months or over the course of a year or two, they'll start to put things in the newspaper to try to get you to kind of jump on their side, you know what I mean, jump on the bandwagon, kind of gain some kind of momentum to get you feeling some kind of way. Oh, yeah, they got mass weapons of destruction. They got this going on. They do this to their people. They do this to folks. They do that to folks. They try to get you to, you know, confer with their ideas or whatever. But at the end of the day, was any mass weapons of destruction found? Nope. What really went on? I'm going to tell you what went on. When they went over there, there was a low rate of cancer. There was a low rate of AIDS. There was a low rate of homicide. But once they invaded, they brought diseases, AIDS, syphilis, gonorrhea. They told the women they ain't got to cover up their bodies no more. That way they can become more like Americans, you know, so they can, instead of getting married and doing the way they do with their family and their religion or whatever like that, they try to play the game the way they're going to switch them up and get them to play their game. And which they're going to win their game because they've been playing their game for what? How long they been on the planet? 600 years? 500, 600 years? I don't know. Not that long, but anyway. At the end of the day, you got to realize what journalism is, yellow journalism, propaganda. Okay, I'm going to tell you an instant. When I was a young kid, journalism, yellow journalism or propaganda or whatever like that, there wasn't that many Spanish people on this side of the country in South Carolina, the southeast, North Carolina, South Carolina. It wasn't that many in Georgia. It was some, but really not that many around here in South Carolina where I'm from. And I remember reading the Herald Journal newspaper right here in Spartanburg, and it was kind of trying to persuade the people to welcome Spanish people here because some people was kind of split on the idea of letting immigrants come here and letting them get their green card. But what they did is they put something in the newspaper. I can't remember word for word what it is, but my interpretation was, even as a kid, it was allow the Spanish people to come because it'll in turn hurt the black people. And I remember people was feeling like black people had took jobs from white people through the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and they felt like, well, Spanish people come, they'll take the black people's jobs. Well, you know, we didn't really want the jobs anyway because there was like roofing jobs, plumbing jobs, construction jobs, things of that nature. But I'm telling you what the propaganda in that situation right there was. It was in the newspaper putting it out, you know, allow those people to come and it'll hurt us. Now, they didn't say it in them words right there, but they were saying it. But they was also going back and letting people know at times it can backfire, meaning that you can pit against one another and have them fighting for pennies, but always remember they will blend easier than white people will blend also. You get what I'm saying? So black people and Spanish people and Indian people together outnumber white people, and they know this. So they know the black man is dominant. So what they want to do is they want to anybody, they'll put anybody ahead of the black man just to make him suffer, just to slow him down, just to slow his momentum down. And they know if the Mexican and the black man fighting over pennies, they can do just that. They can have us fighting and killing each other while they make all the money and they get all the good jobs. But see, little did they know, when the Spanish people came and took the jobs that, you know, some of the black people was doing, that the blacks was going to turn around and go to school and go pick up trades and go to college and then do the same thing again, take some of their jobs from them, take some of the white people's jobs or whatever. But, I mean, going back, not getting off the subject or nothing, yellow journalism and propaganda is when, I mean, from my experience, from my interpretation, is when a group of people want to get another set of people on their bandwagon or whatever the cause is, and which a lot of times, or most of the time, when it's dealing with white folks, it's some kind of lie they're telling because they want to invade your country and steal your natural, your raw materials, your gold, your ivory, your animals, your ideas, your plants. They want to poison your people. They want to slow you down. They want to try to, you know, take your women. They want to just anything they can do to hurt you, harm you, and steal from you. With that being said, I'm going to pass it off to Akbar. What you think about that, Mr. Akbar?
That's right. They want to steal from you. They want to take what you have. They want to set you up and misuse and abuse you for your natural resource, your mineral resource, and the list goes on. And they will get deep into your human resource. And they are robbing you for melanation today. There's a price on the stock market on this melanin. And someone needs to hold that discussion. But with that said, Brother Ty, I want to reach out to our National Chief of Staff, who is in Danville, Virginia, and he'll be making an announcement tonight to bring all of us to the right. Man, I tell you, this Coca-Cola, man, will get you to do that. But bottom line is, our Chief of Staff is there on standby in Danville, and I want to welcome him to Black Power Radio. Welcome to Black Power Radio, and we're so happy to have you. So glad you joined us tonight. And power to the people. Sir,
freedom of
black
death.
Power.
Black power, black power. Freedom of death. Death over bondage. Black unity, black strength, black honor, black power. And yes, black supremacy. I am not afraid to say it. It's just that time. But to touch on what you brothers have brought to the table, most definitely. And let's be clear. Let's address this oppressor and this devil. Give him the respect that he deserves in addressing him as exactly what he is, which is the devil. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Master Teacher Brother Malcolm, as well as our beloved Black Power Master Teacher Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, all said that this white man is not a devil, but he is the devil. So most definitely, this Caucasian, enemy of the people, love to steal our natural resources, not just ours, but every other man on the planet, the red man, the yellow man, the black man, every other race of people he has abused, he has capitalized, he has murdered, he has raped, he has caused nothing but chaos, putting black man against black man, black woman against black woman, black man against the black woman, and the black woman against the black man. So he is nothing short of the devil himself. He steals from us in every shape, form, and fashion in which you can steal from a man. And
amen.
Then he elevates himself as the rightful owner of that which he steals. Even by his own history, when you remove the black man, when you remove the red man, when you remove the yellow man, when you remove the indigenous people from their land, and you leave the white man by himself, even among his own people, the British, the Scottish, the Irish, he does nothing but rape, murder, and pillage within his own community. The only thing that this white man has ever understood are two things. He only understands violence. He only understands hitting him economically. That is the order of the day. That's something that we need to understand. It has been said by all the greats from the start. The Master Teacher Marcus Messiah Garvey stated this. Again, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, has stated this. Master Teacher Brother Malcolm saw this. Dr. Martin Luther King, he even stated this. And even through all of this time, nothing has changed. This white man has not evolved in any sense of the word. He still does what he does even to this day. So no doubt that this man is a devil and oppressor. He has earned these titles. And God damn it, we need to give it to him and address him in the manner in which he deserves. He is an oppressor and a devil, a rapist and a thief. And we need to hold him accountable, Black Power. But I have a special announcement.
Amen. Can I say something? This is though. Can I say that this is Brother Reese, Sister Reese's husband?
Yes, sir.
He's been the devil. He's been the devil from day one. Anytime you go on to another country and take a person from the country and change their language, I mean, shackle them, put them in ships. That was a long journey coming from Africa. People just left loved ones there and don't never see them again. The English is not our language.
Power, yes, sir. Absolutely right.
English
yes,
is not our language. That's where it really starts. And then rape a black woman or mate a black, big, strong man to make another woman to have another slave. These people are demons. Not only devils, savages.
Yes, sir.
Who would do something like that? I mean, God knows. People mind their own business. You go in their country. They live in the natural food life. Go and get a plant or something. Eat this, eat that. Natural stuff. I know why they did it. Another reason. They can't work in the sun. They get suntan, sunburn.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preach, brother.
Hallelujah, Jesus. But you know what I'm saying, man? This thing here is serious, man. What we went through. Everybody's talking about the Holocaust this, the Holocaust that. What about what the black man went through?
And we call that the Black Holocaust, brother. Everybody wants to talk about the Jewish Holocaust where they reportedly, and I say reportedly because the white man is known to lie. He is not even the real Jew, as Dr. Collin has stated. He is the so-called Jew, the Johnny-come-lately Jew. In fact, when you look at the word Jewish is what they call themselves. They say that they're Jewish. When you look at the suffix ish, it means to act like, to take the characteristic of. That's what that suffix means. And when he says that I am Jewish, he's telling you right there. And though I am no Bible thumper by any means, what does the Bible say about the so-called Jew? That you are not of me, but the synagogue of Satan. And that's exactly what just
one
man is.
The Bible says he had hair of wool. He had hair of wool. Who got hair of wool? The black man.
Preach. Let the church say amen.
Amen, Lord.
Get a bronze.
Feet made of burnt brass. That's the black man. No lily white buttermilk complexion man with feet like brass. Show me a white man that looks like this. This white man claims that he is the Christ. This white man claims that he is the mother and father of all civilization. This white man who wants to claim that he is Egyptian went, how the hell can you build a pyramid that took 30, 40, 50, 60 years to build? when you can't build a sandcastle that takes 10 minutes or 5 minutes without getting sunburned, but you built the pyramids? And then even on top of that, this is a man that we had to teach to bathe. I'm sorry, but I refuse to believe that any man that we had to teach how to bathe, how we had to teach not to sleep in the same room with your dead, any man that we have to teach to take the farm animals out of their house and put them in their own living quarters and conditions, this man is by no means superior at all. We had to teach him these things that we already knew. We already knew how to bathe. We already knew how to season our food. And I'm sorry, salt and pepper is not seasoning, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
No, he didn't know nothing about.
Right on.
He didn't know nothing about crisis. But yet, this white man wants you to believe that he is the mother and father of all civilization. Somebody talk black to me, because I don't understand.
Power, black power.
Black power?
Black power.
So let me make this announcement. Let me make this announcement real fast, black fam. December, the weekend. Let me pull it up to make sure that I'm correct. Okay, yes, sir. December 17th and 18th, the 17th and 18th of December, we are calling for boots on the ground training. This is a call to formation. This is where we are going to be doing our Mid-Atlantic, I guess you could say, winter training, in which we show up uniforms to dress, and this is where we get the training on how to move in a formation, proper uniform attire, boots shined up, patches in the right places, rank pins in the right places, and how we march when we move in unison. We will have that training as well as formation drills and the classroom, and after which we'll have a sit-down, an in-house meeting, as how we are to move forward in 2023. Because 2023, brothers and sisters, has already been said would be the year that we finally, at least in some part, come together and will move against our oppressors by any means necessary. So for those of you who are in formation, for those of you who are Panthers and true to this cause, we are calling you to put boots on the ground in Danville, Virginia, so that we can train together, we can build together, network together, and to fellowship, because we have to be family before we can be comrades. That's just a general rule, family above all things. So again, December the 17th and 18th, which is a Saturday and Sunday, make sure that your calendars are clear. You have been given the notice ahead of time, so I'm expecting everyone within the sound of my listening voice who are Panthers or who are revolutionaries. If you want the proper training, put boots on the ground here in Danville, Virginia. In fact, if you are interested in this, this is also going to be used as a recruiting effort. Come on down to Danville on these 2 days so that we can get you locked in. We're all for the people. We're interested in hearing from you. We're interested in meeting you. Again, Danville, Virginia. It's not hard to find. We're just right here on the North Carolina line, about 5 minutes off the North Carolina line. So come on through, get registered, show up in your uniform,
and we will vet you and get you right, get your mind right, get your uniform right, and give you the knowledge that you need to be effective in starting your own chapters and making sure that even afterwards that you are locked in, that we are all on the same unified front, on the same page, so that we can move in unison against our oppressor. Again, that is December the 17th and 18th. Danville, Virginia is the place. Come on in the house, Black man.
All Black power. Oh, we're so happy tonight to know that this path is alive and well across America and throughout the world, all around the diaspora, and all the way Black to Africa, simply because we do have a live chapter in Sierra Leone and in Gambia, and we're working on Nigeria, to be honest with you. I'm one of my best coworkers there may be cranking up with us, and we got some tribes right there in Nigeria, and we're just happy about all of this. Right at this moment, we wanted to welcome our beloved brother that's out there on the that's right here in the Washington, D.C. region, actually. And he is our National Minister of Defense. Black Power, we are happy to welcome you, our National Minister of Defense, NMOD, Brother Black Lightning, Black Power.
Black Power, the revolutionary voice of the people. Yes, sir. So Danville, Virginia is the spot to be. I need all North Carolina, South Carolina people to merge on down there and try to get all those peoples down there. And it's Sister Beverly and her husband come on down there. I'm sure there's a room in the kitchen. We can make it a nice little cookout. You know, you got enough room for it, that's for sure. Nobody touched on the topic.
Wow.
That guy, he's, all them tabloid journalists are pretty much, God, how can I say? Nobody want to mess with him. Because especially this rattlesnake. But like he said, don't take that stuff serious. That ain't the serious work. So we need to get from Taharka, for one, we need to get a plan of action of what he would like to do in the new year as far as a plan of action of what can be done for the people, not against the people who are trying to grassroots this revolutionary struggle, you know. So if you see, I mean, like, see where I'm from, if you see something wrong, try to correct it. Don't just go in on it. So I'm just saying maybe things took a turn somewhere. I think they took a turn when Sister Muhammad, when she did the pull up, things took a turn.
So let me make sure I understand this correctly, my brother. So do you think this evening that we should truly and honestly put this brother on blast? I mean, the ball is in your court. I'm well prepared.
Put him on blast, but what I was thinking is maybe we should send the word out for him to come on here and explain what he wants to do as far as the Alliance for Political Accountability. So that's what I was trying to help him with. I thought maybe we could all rock together, you know, at some point, and possibly still, just to put some great brains to the table. Especially with somebody that keeps talking about, y'all doing it wrong. Okay, well, come show us what you think is correct. Now, what I think is correct, what we've been doing, hitting these city council meetings and county council meetings and this and that. But I won't go in on them as far as his past, because his past is his past, which everybody got one, you know. So his past is past. It's what you're doing now, you know, as far as, like, I know his family. Miss Robin, she real cool. The baby, Aleem, he off the chain, all over the place, you know. So I would say his sons are pretty cool with him. So when people want to think that it's different, but it ain't. So at least so I can say that. And as far as the temple. Basically, that's brick and mortar. That's a lot of manpower, you know, a lot of labor.
Correct me if I'm wrong, brother. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't he the only member of his temple?
Well, not really. He got a few people, but he would have more. But it seems like he don't wanna reach out to the neighborhood and say, come on, the door's open for everybody. Come on, everybody, come on in, you know.
Right.
So
again, brother, and I don't mean to cut you off, but, brother, mm-hmm. let's just address it like it is.
Yeah.
We all have seen on this platform to a certain extent or at one time or another,
yeah.
one of Tahani Bay or AKA, as we know him, Teacup, the way in which he conducts himself. Taharka Bay, better known as Toronto Johnson, lays claim that his YouTube channel drops explosive information about Moors, revolutionaries, and professors.
You know what?
Right.
We should be going in on the people that go on his page. They go on his platform and be doing the most damage. They do so much damage to the party by going on there in the first place, you know. And so a lot of it's speculation, because a lot of them people that run their mouth about D.C. this and D.C. that, I ain't never see them down in D.C. Shoot, we were having meetings on a regular. I ain't see them.
Right. But what I'm trying to get our listening audience to understand, I love you and I respect you, brother, but you're doing a little bit of flip-flopping and tiptoe around the tulips. Let's address this as how it should be properly addressed. For all of those of us who know and who have seen with our own eyes and ears and bared witness to, this man, this Taharka Bay, better known as Toronto Johnson, we call him Teacup. We call him Cupcake. His YouTube channel drops explosive information about, he claims that, I should say, that his YouTube channel, a channel that drops explosive information about Moors, revolutionaries, and professors, that he exposes fakes, phonies, and infiltrators. Let's address that first. It has been confirmed on a number of platforms. I had the pleasure of being on one of these platforms that this brother, this so-called Taharka Bay,
mm-hmm.
has been working against the black community. He had been flipped since the 90s. He has done everything in his power on his podcast or on his channel to tear down the revolutionary community. Now, do I have a problem with exposing the fakes and the phonies and those who subjugate or those who are faking the funk or scamming the people? Absolutely not. It should be done. But should he do it in such a way to bring disrespect to the whole community? Absolutely not.
It's tearing it apart. It's almost like a mold from the inside. Right. They send somebody black into the black community to tear it apart. You know, so
and that's what this individual does. His lack of professionalism and handling the information from a fair and unbiased position when it comes to issues.
He played it off like it's just a YouTube show, you know. He's just doing a YouTube show. Well, in reality, all those little claims and stuff, I didn't see none of it happening.
In reality, he is nothing more than a TMZ supermarket tabloid.
Well, I was going to say, what's really, in reality, he pretends that he don't know when he do know, you know. When he say, well, I'm not sure. But he do be sure. He be absolutely 100% sure, you know. So I'm just saying, in my particular case, I felt like, okay, here's an opportunity to grow in the community even more so. So what he should do is come on here and tell us his 2-year plan, tell us how he would like for everybody to fit in to it, except for his problem is lack of trust. He don't seem to trust nobody. He don't trust nobody. He seems like everybody's out to get him or something, you know. But the ones that would get him ain't nowhere around.
The nation never moves on the insecurities of one man. If he feels like everyone is out to get him, then we have to look at the reasons as to why he feels like that. I'll give you the perfect example of that. He has so much to say about Crystal Muhammad and her formation. Had so much to talk about each and every one of those individuals. You know what I'm saying? And repeat offenses and repeat attacks. But yet when they pull up, he hides in the house. He wants to call the police. He wants to press charges. That's counterproductive when you're doing what he does. Again, should we call out those who are abusing the revolutionary community and abusing the people? Absolutely right. They should be exposed, but not at the expense of the revolutionary community in itself.
I think he could have been the cause of some of these brothers going to jail, you know, because he spent so much time trying to show them as frauds and this and that. Even Grandmaster Jay, he just got 7 years. And to Harker staying on him it might cause him to be in the predicament in the first place. And even Ozone wasn't in the limelight like that.
Well, let's analyze that, my brother. If I'm over here smoking excessively, I'm gonna use this one right here. I don't want to be too
black and mild.
Let's get in it. You never see two crackheads or two junkies arguing about which one is worse, right? You never hear a crackhead tell a meth head he shouldn't be smoking meth, right?
Right.
Same thing with here. He cannot afford to call anybody out on anything that they're doing when he has a record just as bad as some of these people that he is trying to call out. I mean, let's ask the people. If you want us to pull his record and bring it to the table, let us know.
His problem is he still got stick up boy mentality.
No, he's got COINTELPRO 2.0 mentality is what it is. Let's call a spade a spade. Let's call it like it is. We're not here to, again, as I always say, and as our master teacher Dr. Khaled said, we did not come here to tiptoe around the goddamn tulips.
That's right.
We're not going to sit here and sweet talk you. We're here to bring the truth to the people. Black power.
Black power. Well, you got to stop tearing down all the Black Power revolutionary organizations that he come across. He only seemed to back the ones that agree with him or whatever, you know. And personally, attending temple meetings and this and that, it would seem like that part of it bring out the who the real person is, you know. But it's like that alter ego shit, you know. Can't just be the same person, because like this person on that, well, I shouldn't even bust him out like this, but I'm going to. He should answer the phone. Tried to invite him on the show. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, that he-he-ha-ha, always laughing and everything. He hardly even cracks a smile. I'm the king of corny jokes. Everybody know it. And believe me, he doesn't even crack a smile. His first thing would be like, well, we got work to do, you know? He does put his hands in that dirty pile, though, to get that work done. I'll tell you that. So I'll just say that. But as far as all that pretend shit, he nowhere near that character that he's trying to portray. He probably more like me behind closed doors.
Maybe we need to go in right there. Not the character that he portrays. I have not discussed this matter in any depth with my National Chief of Staff, but I will say that I do agree that he's absolutely a tabloid. Well, let's correct that again. Just like I am, a Black revolutionary.
Black revolutionary.
He is a Black tabloid journalist, and we can go from there. From that, and there's some evidence that he is somewhat counter-revolutionary. Because every time I've had an opportunity or an encounter with one of his papers, he seems to be tearing down the Black revolutionaries, attacking the Black revolutionaries. Nobody's got common sense except the more science or something that he's come up with. Even beyond that, he goes beyond some more science with his tabloid journalism. Attacking the sisters, and he didn't really know nothing about no Christian Muhammad, no Malik Zulu Shabazz, and especially he don't know nothing about Sheikh Imam Akbar. He's never met me. I only know him through his YouTube.
Add me to that, too, because he has so much to say about me, but has never seen me, heard from me. In the physical, nor have we ever had a discussion. But he has so much to say about me on one of his shows. But see, I don't co-sign to the bullshit. I don't even respond to COINTELPRO 2.0 or that TMZ supermarket tabloid bullshit, because I see it for what it is.
Paranoid
tabloid.
But he's allowed to record everything anyway.
Something,
you know, he's allowed to record every conversation.
Yeah, we could consider of this world, or something that's good for the revolution, which is our world. Again, he's seeking to tear down revolutionaries, not build them up. He exploits. You know, when the Almighty God says in the Holy Quran about they rejoice at your downfall, and they bite at their fingertips when you are successful. And I think that's part of the picture that I see. But I will let you all carry on. And I've got one more brother to bring to the table. Allow me to bring in, I think Brother Maurice is over there somewhere at the 336, if we can find him. Brother Maurice, we want to welcome you to Black Power Radio. They got the discussion started. I think Brother Black Lightning, he did kind of jump the gun just a bit to bring that. We will let everybody go through our chain and then bring our subject. But nevertheless, it's out there, so we're rolling with it. Brother Maurice, we want to welcome you to the airwaves. Do you have anything that you want to comment on, period? And then we'll go directly to our subject, which is, as we take a look, we, the new Black Panther Party, under the leadership of International Chairman Sheikh El Imam Akbar, our National Chief of Staff, Brother Azriel, our National Minister, and our MOD Minister of Defense. We have other staff that share our beloved brother chairman out of Spartanburg, and the Queen Mother, our spiritual advisor. So we got guidance. We got the tools necessary to dissect the frog and put it together. We can take it apart and put it all back together again. And as everyone said in the good spiritualism, be encouraged no matter what's going on. So welcome to the airways, Brother Maurice. And what's going on in North Carolina today as they go on to the
everybody.
Peace and black power.
Yeah, I just pretty much what Brother General Az was saying, we need everybody to show up on December, what is it, 16th and 17th? Or
17th.
We need all boots on the ground, because really right now at this point, we got to start being more aggressive towards the oppressor. And the only way we can do that if we got the right formations and stuff like that. So we got to have our stuff together when we do get boots on the ground. So we pretty much need everybody to show up if you want.
Well, sir, with insurance, with you encouraging, and we're going to make sure these numbers are circulated very well, and those in the region and throughout the country, sir, it's really a national invite to those that want to come on board, get on board. They want to recruit, you get a few recruits in there as well, in South Carolina, North Carolina, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, New York better get up and shake some booty right here. We need New York to get more organized. We can say it on air. We want to see more action, more rhythm out of New York. And that's what you do. We sometimes publicly expose them and cause their ass to go to work. This is a real talk. This is a real chief imam here that knows how to get production out of our people. But it'd be he who hears and obeys. Because you ask up and down the street, everybody on the street believe in God. Ask them, well, you know what they were saying? Everybody on the street believe who the prophet was. But how many going to obey the prophet? And how many going to obey the Almighty God and his commandments? So that separates the wheat from the thaw, and the wheat is what we're looking to get, right? And we don't want the chaff. We want the good wheat, productive wheat, that we can get good cultivation and good flour and produce the good bread. We want that fresh bread as we stir it up right here in Washington, D.C., and across the nation. So thank you, Brother Maurice. Again, and we're going to go, I think, right back to our discussion, unless we got a 917 out there. I didn't want to bypass nobody's information because it'll get hot and heavy here in a few minutes. We already know. It's a can of worms. We just going fishing, mama. So here we are. Let's try the 917.
Yes,
917,
yes.
You're actually tied. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Abdullah.
Abdullah, come on in the house, Abdullah. We've been calling for New York.
What's up, Black Power, comrade?
What's happening? Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power.
We're doing a lot in New York. Yes, we are doing a lot.
Right, Black Power.
We're
going
to bring it to light. What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
We got our own patrol on the subways called Boots on Ground. You hear me?
Yeah, we feel you, too. We want to see you shaking out.
We got a patrol we do on the subways called Boots on Ground, night patrol. Everybody's involved. We go out, patrol, meet and greet the people. Then we got the school safety patrol where we will help watch the kids. A lot of things is going on in New York. We're just going to bring it to light in a few days. Just be patient with us.
We certainly will, sir. We have been patient with New York, and we will continue to be patient with New York because we believe that New York is a totally productive township with totally productive Black Panthers and activists, and we just know it's just a matter of time that we team up and get the ball moving, and we got the utmost confidence in our skills, ability, and our personnel. And we're just so thankful.
And
we
got the new behavior peer program going on as well. The new where we sell our incense, put people to work, give them economic power, Black economic power. And that's Black power. What's in the best interest of all people, my brother? And that's Black power. And that's what Colin implemented in all of his clubs. That's why in his last lecture, he said, enough Negro stuff. So a lot of us can't bet there. Thank God. We got to get up and boots on the ground. Every day. All of us are doing that in New York, and we're trying to get into Jersey. We're trying to tap at the Buffalo. We're striving to get in there. And that's black power, my friends.
Black power.
You hear me?
Black power. Black power.
Black power. Thank you, Brother Abdullah. And if you come back to the pew, Brother Abdullah, push one, and we'll know you'll be ready to come back. But as you all can see, the energies across the nation from New York all the way into Carolinas and all down in Atlanta, this thing is live. It doesn't matter where the path is stopped. It's just live on Black Power Radio. We're working at a 561-561-872. 561-872. You're live on Black Power Radio, and you can talk black to us. 561-561, you're live. You can talk. You sound faint, but go ahead. Can you hear me?
All right. What's your blues? I say it must
be. Yeah, you might have to do a little something with your volume. Are you at 561-872? Sounds like a little echo coming through, but it's not clear.
That's me, Black Power.
Okay, you go ahead and talk black to us. Who's calling at 561?
It's Marvin, Brother Marvin.
Marvin, we have to hear from you. Right, you can
go
ahead and talk
he
black
wanted,
to us.
He wanted a new, this one of the new members, Akbar. He with, he with us and
I'm this is my first time on here. So.
All right, brother. Well, welcome aboard, and we're happy to have you. And we hope you will continue to listen to Black Power Radio and grow. We have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your smartphone, your dumb phone, your Android paranoid, super paranoid phone. I'm just saying, we got information that none of these other broadcasts is going to talk on. Not on this airway. And we say we got to just be there, be square, get with us. And you're right there with Brother Maurice speaking. Is that Brother Maurice?
No,
yes, sir. Yeah, he with the six.
Okay, Brother Maurice, tell us we have
a
new recruit. So welcome, Brother Marvin. We're happy to have you in the roundup. And we're just showing you every day we on the growth mode. We're growing in multiple dimensions on both sides of the water. The terminology they use, I think it was both sides of the Atlantic. We're recruiting, and people are just falling in love with the Panther. And they're going to get on board. You don't even have to go out and recruit. And somebody's going to come up and say, man, what y'all doing? Man, I want to do that. I've been all over the country, man, and say, oh, man, I wish I had joined the Panthers as a youngster. Or I always was interested in the Panthers. Man, what I got to do to join up? That question is always on the table with the Black Panther Party. So we're not no new kids on the block. And we're true to the game. We damn sure ain't new to the game. So let's rock with us, Brother Marvin, and we thank you for joining us tonight for yet another episode of Black Power Radio. Yes, sir. Thank you, brother.
Sir.
And what part of North Carolina are you in, sir?
Leesburg, North Carolina.
Pretty much Leesburg, Roxborough. It's like the outskirts.
Yeah, pretty much Roxborough.
Outside of Roxborough?
Yep,
yeah.
The outskirts of Roxborough, pretty much.
My. So you in or outside of Preston County? Come on.
I'm in Preston County.
Yes, sir. I know a little something about this year. That's right. I warmed right up to it from Henderson to Preston County. Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill, from Greensboro on black to, if you go to Salisbury, or cut up the other way, hit Concord. Cut on down a little more and you get you some Charlotte. Get on out the back door and, Kingsdown, Gastonia, come on, let's roll. We're going on the ATL now. We're going to stop in South Carolina for a little while. I don't know if Miss Queen Mother had anything before we go further. We want to inspect the line and make sure we ain't leaving nobody out the loop. Cause we got a 872 in there. Did we hit him?
Right there, my brother. I want you to look down your call log for an 872 number.
Well, it's right there. It's hot and heavy. We're gonna bring it. You're live on Black Power Radio 872 at 201. You're actually live on Black Power Radio. Welcome to Black Power Radio and Black Power. Black Power 872-201. You can speak now. Cause we don't want you to hold your peace. Go ahead and talk black to it.
Peace and black power to all my brothers and sisters. This is your sister, Switchblade from Chicago. How y'all doing?
Welcome, Switchblade. Welcome to Black Power Radio.
Black Power.
And we're doing absolutely fantastic now. How about yourself? Tell us about yourself.
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm also healing from this oppression, trying to find solutions to our problems. And with me being on here, I just have some questions along with a follow-up question dealing with Taharka Bay. My question is, traditionally, we used to take care of the so-called tabloids of the conscious community. And my question is, what can we do now that follows up with the tradition? And the reason why I ask that is because as of now, I can say that us being revolutionaries, we really haven't fulfilled our duties as far as letting people who killed our people get off and still alive and well. So my question again is, dealing with Taharka Bay, knowing that he's a tabloid for our conscious community, what is the traditional way of dealing with the situation as far as him being our open enemy and collaborating with the white supremacist system, as we can see? What are we doing now, and what was the traditional way? Black Power on that question.
Black Power, I'm going to allow my chief of staff and my minister of defense, and I'll eventually give you my response as well. Is that all right with you?
That's completely
fine. Is that
okay?
All right. So you could go ahead and I believe
chief of staff.
Chicago. Let me see. Wait, I don't know who wants to go first, but let the minister of defense handle it, then the chief of staff, and then I'll give you maybe a synopsis of their take on. What do you do with a tabloid journalist that, basically lets too many of your goddamn secrets in the street? Talk black to us about that.
You give them interviews of what you want them to know, for one, and what's going to be beneficial. Like every time I used to go on there and start recruiting, I used to go on a recruiting drive on that show every time I get a chance in full uniform. But he didn't want that. He looking for dirt, and I was showing him shiny stuff. Now, traditionally, I think it would be just go and give interviews. Go and give interviews, and see, he liked to control the interview. That's the thing. He can't control the interview. As long as he know, if he do a one-on-one interview, he can't control it. If you try to do an interview with him on the line, he'll be muting you out and stuff like that. He'll even click you off if he don't hear what he want to hear. So somebody in that case, I would say traditionally, Malcolm X probably would have went and gave him a personal interview in person. And that way you can't be cut off because you're in person. And pretty much.
May I interject? We're not talking about Malcolm X. Malcolm X is part of the Islamic thing. We're talking about the Black Panther's tradition on how to deal with people like Taharka Bay.
We have to go with today. You know what's going on today, but I use Malcolm as an example because Huey would have done the same thing, and would have made us shine instead of trying to people going on there because they have a problem with someone in the party, and they trying to do their grievance over the air to taunt a person into them and this and that, whereas we don't.
Okay. But that being said, brother, wouldn't you see a problem within the formation if they had to go outside their formation to display the problem? Because some of these people that was on his show was part of the new Black Panther Party, and they felt neglected from their formation. And the reason why they went on his show is because they spoke about that. I'm just asking because
different reasons. But nobody's going on there as a like a true representative of the party, and whereas as everybody else would have to stand down on going on there until he got the representative on there of the party. And like you say, it should have been handled in-house. Should have went through the Minister of Justice at the time, whatever issues there were. And then, some of those issues were stuff that I think should be brought out, absolutely. Now, I wouldn't say now you're saying traditional. See, now you're going old school. You're going that'll go all the way back to Oakland days. Now, in Oakland days, they were told
aren't we
to
trying
cease
and desist. To keep things traditionally as far
okay,
as
well,
handling
in that case,
how
they would tell them to cease and desist. You know? They would demand that they cease and desist.
Let me interject because I think my brother is missing the point. Traditionally, and when I say traditionally, this falls on both sides. This falls on the individual, but this also falls on leadership as well. Now, as an individual, being an officer and a member, you are expected to be disciplined in all things, meaning that you, when you put that patch on, or actually before you get your patch, that's why we have a manual. That's why we have a go-to book. You are expected to learn that manual. You are supposed to study that Bible, that manual, like it's the Bible, the Holy Quran, the Torah itself. So when a situation arises, Black family, you can clearly, if you don't know right offhand, you can clearly go to the sections of the manual that tell you specifically, that lays out the guidelines specifically on how to handle your grievances. You understand where I'm coming from? In the manual, we have a whole section within the department and the Ministry of Justice on how a officer or member, when it comes to the subject of having grievances, how they are expected to conduct business when they have a grievance. Now, this is where it falls on leadership. It is the leadership's responsibility, once a grievance has been filed, to follow through and investigate that grievance. It's kind of like the internal affairs within law enforcement. We have the same thing. Mm-hmm. We investigate the grievance, investigate all parties, be it party A, party B, we investigate everything around the table that needs to be. And then based on our findings within that investigation, we make that decision. Now, again, going back to the members on the individual scale, it is up to the individual to be disciplined enough to have patience enough to follow that process through. And again, this is why I say it's a two-headed, it's a double-edged sword, in just as much as it takes the officer the discipline and the patience to follow through the investigation and its findings, the leadership has to be disciplined enough to come to a decision. You see what I'm saying? And whatever the findings of that decision is, to follow through with that decision. One of the things that we experienced was favoritism. You understand where I'm coming from? We experienced favoritism two-sided. We experienced sometimes we had saboteurs or leadership would sabotage things, but that all falls back on bad leadership. That's why with us, and what I mean by us, brothers and sisters, have no doubt, Imam Akbar as the national chairman and myself as the national chief of staff, with our sister who is not here on the line tonight, the national minister of justice, we uphold that manual. We follow that manual. We follow the guidelines, the principles, the steps. We do our due diligence. We're not going to sit here and allow the same mistakes that happened in the past or the same mistakes that our predecessors had going on. This is a new Black Panther Party. This is a new day. So with that
absolutely. The National Chief of Staff, this is Sheikh Ali Mem Akbar, for those that may not know or be familiar with me or my voice. As a man of principle of law, I'm familiar with the American law, and I'm familiar with Islamic law, and some Christian law,
and
the Hebrew law, and Levitical law. And most of all, familiar with Black Panther law. And I'll just give any example, the type of trees and the type of espionage things that are going on, trees and type things, agent behavior, those things. So the charge for agent, someone is crossed over from U.S. government and put themselves in the vicinity, in the ranks of the Panther, for instance, covering an agent undercover, like it did the Nation and Malcolm, et cetera. Has to go to a hearing, you have to go through a process of, like you say, if there's a grievance or some witnesses and charges are brought together with the National Minister of Justice, and then they make a decision based on introspection, not what you expect, but what you inspect and find the and weighing all facts and circumstances and bringing in a hearing or there may be some form of what they call in the street a show cause hearing. Is that show cause evidence that they can proceed into a hearing? So there would probably be a briefing of some sort which would bring together the evidence, witnesses, and then see if you have the proper evidence to proceed into a hearing. And hearing, say, if they found guilty on that type of charge, let's say, for instance, if the charge is brought out and the punishment for that charge is death for an agent. But say somebody came in and you found more evidence and had falsely accused him of agent. This is a simpler way to put it. Then Islamic law and Panther law basically says that the punishment is for the accused. If the punishment for the agent is death and the punishment for the false accuser is death. Now you're getting the summarization of where we're coming from at Black. So you got to walk very lightly in these, because you're in a session now with the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, and there's no holds barred. That's the other step in the law. So that's why we tend to lay back, because you can't call it back. Once the Panther put down the law, that's it. You're done, buddy. I'm just saying. So When we call the shot, you better make sure your shots are accurate. And if you falsely call that shot, then the punishment for whatever that false call was, that becomes your punishment. So you don't want to do it, for real. I mean, it can go as light as 30 days in the street to execution. That's just straight up. We have land acquisition. We don't have no shame in the law. Land acquisition in Delaware, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Carolina, North Carolina, all the way to Georgia right now. We have forms of land acquisition, meaning if a police officer caught out of line on our property, he can be checked, stopped, and detained, taking his weapon, his car, all of that, and until we get some further advice on what to do with a criminal. You see? So these days, this is growing. The Panther is growing. And so we let the Panther grow naturally into the society because we have WeThePeople.gov. We are WeThePeople government in place as we speak. And we are gradually taking our land black from a no-good, vicious, low-down, dirty white man that double-crossed us about our land. And I'll go ahead and let some more air get in that mic because, you know, I'll light it on up here tonight. And this is why we've come here tonight, to get to the bottom of this goddamn tabloid journalism and the bottom of them not using Panther law to take care of Panther business and too much Panther business going in the street through the goddamn tabloid. This is why we come to check the tabloid in the midst of his iniquity here tonight. My. Black Power, and any one of you that were talking or giving questions can have the mic. Go ahead.
Black Power, back to what the young lady is asking here, though. This is a different day and time, you know. We got to do things.
Absolutely.
This chestnut checkers. So we do our moves strategically. And sometime, you know, I noticed that he pretty much don't keep our name in his mouth too much. He got a thing about Malik because Malik called him an agent. So, well, that's him and Malik. Over here, he know that the real, like he like to say, the real revolutionaries are sitting right here. And we're ready to be called into action when it's time to be called into action. Now, I would say on that, he get a lot of hearsay. So instead of getting hearsay, just rock him with some real Panther knowledge, but not the answers to his prying questions, because it seemed like his questions are tuned to trap you with the listening ears, those professional listening ears that everything you say can and will be used against you. So while they're listening in, he taunting you in, you know, so you can't be taunted in, you know, because that's old trick, you know. You rush in and you lose, but you let them come to you and you win. It's a different tactic. So I would just say, as far as Imam, go on there and tear him up on a nice debate. That would be nice. And give it to him with the good foot. Put the good foot on him. Oh, speaking of good foot.
I'm trying to get back to see if we have gotten far enough into the love sister out of Chicago, Chi-Town, Windy City. We want to know if we're getting close. And give the name once again because for the audience, it just came in. That I love, sister. Give the name again for a couple of more people came into the audience, and they may not know who's speaking.
Switchblade. Name is Switchblade.
Switchblade out of Chicago. Go right here. She has asked the question so far, audience. What do you do about these tabloids that have found a way? I don't know, to infiltrate, or we got people. Kind of tossing about information out on the airways and so forth, and somehow the Panther in general feels violated. The black activist feels violated, and she wants to know how do you manage at this hour? And go right ahead. We're trying to lean towards your question and give your further mm-hmm. Comment. Go ahead, sister. Switchblade is back at the mic.
Okay, brother. Could you ask me that question one more time? I'm sorry, I was a little bit distracted.
Okay, no, it wasn't a question. We just said we kind of opened it up and let the National Minister of Defense and our Chief of Staff give a little briefing and just kind of warm it up a little bit for the audience and others are coming in, et cetera. And
I got you.
Your question basically. And then we're trying
okay,
to fish to see if we're kind of answering some of the things.
Okay,
that you
no
had
problem.
On your mind.
No
go
problem
ahead.
At all.
Go
no
right
problem
ahead.
At all, brother. Let me just explain that the reason why I asked that question is because he's one of our kin folks that ain't. I mean, skin folks that ain't kin folks. But we're dealing with a bigger problem. We're dealing with the white supremacist system worldwide, including our country, what we live in. So with that being said, you want to go hard onto Harker Bay, and I don't blame you. I don't blame none of our brothers and sisters. He even dissed me when I was trying to speak the truth. So I understand and overstand why you want to go hard on him. But our bigger issue is that we are in the belly of the beast. Us talking about him isn't going to fix our problem when it comes to our bigger issues. George Zimmerman should not be living now, comrades. Darren Wilson should not be living, comrades. And all these other officers and judges and politicians that are playing a role covering up our people's murder should not be overlooked and focused on this nigga. You feel me?
Well, we just wanted his overview of what he wants to do for the year.
May I iterate?
And what he can bring to the table.
Go ahead.
You let her do the mic. Let her do one mic.
Instead of attacking what he can actually bring to the table, that's what we're asking for him to bring. Not necessarily going in on him, but let's see what, as far as the Alliance for Political Accountability, what are you prepared to do? Or what is your plan of action? Or do you have one for the year, for 6 months?
Okay, speak for the new generation. We don't see you do shit but talk shit and march around in a circle. Okay? We don't see you going to these politicians' houses like that until it was the uprising of George Floyd. And he was a grown man that dated a white woman that was on drugs. But yet we didn't have that same energy for our innocent younger brothers and sisters like Tamir Rice, like Trayvon Martin, like all these other brothers and sisters that's out here. Okay? We didn't have that same energy. But yet we had this one for the motherfucking white, the brother who was on fentanyl. And that doesn't go to say. That doesn't go to say that he was due injustice as well. But my point is
let me handle this part of it, brother, please.
May I finish my point?
Well, we made a statement, so we're going to try to go. We got a whole lot of time tonight,
yes,
so we can do this. You don't see all the work of the past, I'm more than sure, by the statement. But we're in South Carolina when they killed somebody some years ago. There was a guy named Anthony Hill 1 and Anthony Hill 2. The Panther was all over both cases and brought a change of venue, a change of things by the Panther being there. Panther doesn't always go up and shoot up the place, but we go in to manage in the spirit and with the support, and then there to support the family of usually it's going to be a victim, and so therefore the Panther has no right to act outside of the wishes of the family. We're just there to let the cracker know that you just can't run back up in you now that you've hit a family member, and now we are here to protect that family. That's the job of the Panther, to safeguard and protect.
Let me say this.
We do an excellent job of that. And I'm gonna let you continue.
That we all have. That's what I'm saying. That sounds like a singular problem. That doesn't fix the entire problem that is wrong with how the oppressors deal with our community or deal with our people. Mm-hmm. That was a token case. We're talking about dealing with our people overall. And it seems to me that there aren't too many upstanding brothers that is willing to sacrifice their lives for the betterment of our future like our ancestors did.
There's always been a few. There wasn't a whole lot. When Nat Turner rose up, it was just a handful. Out of all the comrades, he couldn't get but 30 up, but he used the 30 he had. When Dr. Khalid Muhammad came, he couldn't get them all up. He said, well, you go that way. Now you go that way, and I'll go this way. They can't stop us all. You got to have a freedom-fighting spirit and attitude I'm Stokely Carmichael Rose up. I'm a student of Honorable H.R.A.P. Brown, Imam Jamil Abdullah Alameen, taught and trained by all these men. And just leaving that training in place with the men that you're hearing from tonight. Go ahead. Already here.
Now, we have been going to the city council meeting.
Wait, slow down for a minute, Black. She's kind of going somewhere.
Okay, go ahead.
So like the whole
just want to let you know.
I agree with the sister. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no people out there right now stepping up to the plate.
Yeah, go ahead. Allow the sister to get her whole piece because there are many people on the line that want to talk. So allow her to get her piece, and then we have a place where you can chime in. Go right ahead, sister.
I like her energy, man. I like that.
Give that respect to Chicago. Go ahead.
Thank you, brothers and sisters, for giving me that respect. I thought I made my point with that, and I just wanted the same reciprocation of energy of explaining to me how we're going to resolve this. That's all.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, thank you very much for that question. Now you can have your ministers can talk.
Let me touch on this for a few minutes. And again, as I say in all things, this is a double-edged weapon. Now, a lot of people within our own community, just as the sister has said, there are a lot of people who are not willing to step up, defend our community like they should. You won't find hardly any of us. I'm not saying us as an us, but a lot of us won't lay our lives down for our own families, let alone a whole nation of people. I say that to say this. At the same exact coin, on the exact same side, when a brother or a sister stands and does that very thing that you just spoke of, where is the support from the community? Let me give you an example. And it was the brother who, back during college time, killed those five white people on a New York train. Where was the support from the community? In the light of the murder of the brother out of New York, I can't call his name right now, but the brother stood up.
I believe it was his name.
He gunned down two officers in broad daylight. Where was the support from the community? Some of you on this line know me personally and know what I will do. Arms to go do this? How many of y'all going to really stand beside me? Do you get what I'm saying? Every time a brother or sister stands up to commit these acts that we talk about, he is ostracized. He is considered a lone wolf. Or we get that, well, he wasn't involved with us. He did that on his own. You see what I'm saying? So the very things that you were asking us to do or expected us to do, when we go do those things, we expect that same support. Now, look at my situation. I had people in my corner standing with me. But when I went through my legal battle, when I stepped up against Roxborough, where was Roxborough at? Like I said, I had people in my corner.
They were hiding behind a goddamn tree, I'll tell you that. Far too many of them.
Brother Maureen, Brother John, a few more single individuals were right there at my side the whole time. But when I got in my legal battle, I wasn't standing up for just a few individuals. I was standing up for the whole community. Now, do you think that whole community stood up for me when I went through my legal battles? So, and honestly, that's a give and take. Just like our political prisoners who did act. Now they're facing life behind the wall. Where is their support? Where was my support? Those same brothers who have stood up against the oppressor, taking their lives, where is their support? That goes both ways, and that's not to be
disrespectful. That's not to be disheartening, but that is just the harsh reality. The nation as a whole always wants to ask for justice. We always want to say we are tired of being sick and tired and tired of being sick and tired, but when a few stand up ready to do revolutionary shit, nobody's in their corner. They're alone to do these acts. Somebody talk black to me. Am I wrong?
Hey, can y'all hear me?
You right.
Can y'all hear me?
Excuse me. Let me intervene. Now let me speak up because I've been listening. This is Sister Beverly Lane, the mother of my son, deceased 56 days ago. Here in South Carolina, Spartanburg Detention Center, for walking in the roadway. He had mental illness. I'm going to reiterate. He had mental illness instead of taking my 29-year-old son to a hospital where he could have been treated. Instead, they took him to jail. And today is the 56th day that I have no answers. And let me say this, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it clearly, and I'm going to say it one time. I had a few of my comrades, my black pastor brothers, to come and stand with me. But that's just a few out of the thousands of us as a whole. I'm just speaking about South Carolina right now because we go nationwide. A few, you understand me and my family, that we're speaking about community. That's the conclusion. You know, when it starts, it has a finish. We're talking about the conclusion. I had zero people come stand with me. I'm not talking about the Black Panthers. I'm talking about my community, my brothers and sisters. And I'm not talking about the Manili. I'm not talking about the color of the skin. I'm talking about this human being life that was taken. And it was publicized. It wasn't publicized maybe like the Breonna story, the Floyd story, the what that boy name in Florida, that man killed him.
Trayvon Martin.
No, my son's story wasn't publicized like that. But I'm a mother. I carried him 9 months. And I feel that it should have been publicized like that. But when we have these little city council meetings, these little county council meetings, let me reiterate this as well. I'm a New Yorker. I come from Brooklyn, New York, honey. I live in South Carolina now. I've been down here 10 years. Let me finish. I've been down here 10 years. Now, I came down here, quote, unquote, as I illusion a better life. My son has been down here in South Carolina exactly 15 days from Brooklyn, New York, and I had to bury him October the 11th. I didn't have no community behind. I still ain't got no community behind me. When I go to these little county council meetings, city council meetings, I'd be solo. It'd be most of the time it'd be three of us, me, my husband, and my 20-year-old daughter. Pastor came all the way from Washington, D.C. for me. Well, she's on the line. They're on the line now. Brother Akbar, three of them, I'm sorry. Brother Akbar, Ty Nitty, and Black Lightning. And God knows, those are my brothers. They from another mother. But I'm not reiterating on them. I'm going to go back to what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the community.
Black power.
Because I don't keep quiet about my son. You know, it takes a village. It takes a village. But I'm not going to stop If I got to stand alone, I always have God with me. I'm never alone. But I'm going to go with Sister Switchblade. She's correct. And I'm 100% behind exactly everything she said. I'm with her. And that's all I got to say.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you, Queen. And let me iterate, if you don't mind, brothers and sisters. Let me iterate on what she was mentioning, community. I am the president of the local school council at Dr. Martin Luther King Elementary School in Englewood, Chicago, the second highest crime area in this city. Okay? I deal with all kinds. And let me say, I am following traditional ways. Your future generation, you're passing on that baton to me, sister, and I'm carrying it on with pride, and I'm doing it traditionally. I'm knocking on everybody's door in my neighborhood to let them know about the awareness and who is the open enemy and how can you get involved, even if it's coming out to dollars, even if it's being you coming presence in a meeting to talk about our community. We're doing that. We're doing that. And just to let you know that we're paying homage to our ancestors, and we are appreciating all the sacrifices that you have made, but it comes with self-correction as well of getting our mind, body, and spirits right. And we're trying to do all that at once, and we have to learn how to be patient with each other because we all have been oppressed in this country for over 400 years. So if we come off a certain way that doesn't rub you right, we have to remember that we come from different backgrounds that have been oppressed in different ways, but it all equates for us being at the bottom, and we're trying to get to the top so our future would not have to suffer the things that we have. And doing that, we got to spread blood. We got to spread blood. We can't pray our way out of this. We cannot wish our way out of this. It's going to have to come a physical fucking performance, just like they did with us. But because we are the chosen ones, we're not going to display rape or separating families. No, we're going to get the real open enemies and tell those people who belong to them what side they belong on. But I really don't care about what side they choose because I'm all for black. But again, we got to step up. There's going to be a lot of sacrifices. If women were able, and this is a touchy subject, if women was able to sacrifice their babies to try to live a better life because they saw, and it is because of the system that made their minds feel like killing their own babies would be better. That was the sacrifice each black woman made, whoever had an abortion or whoever gave birth had to make. So, brothers, we're asking you to step up because we constantly see you butt-breaking, so to speak, bending over. Oh, they killed one of our kids. Oh, we're going to just protest and hire a lawyer. And see what's going to happen with that, even though it's the same goddamn result. We're not satisfied with that. And then we got brothers saying, black women can't be submissive. Well, what are we submissive to when you allow our open enemies to kill our own people? Why are we submissive to you, black man, when you allow the open enemy to kill our people and constantly separate us and constantly incarcerate our own people? Where is the sacrifice that you're making other than marching and saying the same shit but not following the blueprint that our ancestors gave us? And I land my plane on that.
That's it.
I agree with the young sister right there. I agree with everything he's saying, man. It's time to step up. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
With all of that stuff, it's time to step up to the plate. Hey, excuse me for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So we got a dude down here in Spartanburg that just killed five white dudes about a month and a half ago. But who getting together? I done mentioned this several times. We need to get together and send that man some money to eat with, some money for a lawyer. That's what they do. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you what they do. When a white person kill a black person and it's a high-profile case, and then
they take care
on the news.
They take
and all
care
that.
Of them.
Can I talk, please? Whoever... I don't know who that is, but can I finish talking? No. What do they do? They damn put money together to bail that dude out of jail. They get him a lawyer that's going, I'm talking about $1 million lawyer. They get him a good-ass lawyer that's going to help him get off. They're going to make sure he's good. They're going to make sure his family taken care of. We ain't doing the same thing. And I'm just saying, man, like Azrael said a while ago, who's going to be with you to fight like your legal battle or whatever like that?
You know, when we do our-
you're going to be by yourself. You kill somebody, you're going to be by yourself. Everybody going to walk away, turn their back on you, and then you're going to have to get a lawyer by yourself. How you going to get a lawyer? You done lost your job, you're losing everything you got, and trying to take care of your damn family at the same time. Man, we got to start putting this money in. 77 Bakers, you know what I'm saying? Everybody need to put money in, and whenever somebody do something, they got to fucking go, man. They got to go. If we know, that's why I say get the names of everybody. Get their family members' names. Find out everything about them, where they go to school at. What church they go to, every fucking thing about them. When somebody do something wrong, find out every fucking thing about them, write it down, and then we're going to have a meeting about this shit. Everything can't be said over the phone. Everything can't be said in a meeting with all the people there because you don't never know who a snake is. But at the end of the day, we got to start doing something. Like she said, man, it's time for bloodshed too now. I mean, we can do things in different ways. We can pray. We can march. We can show presence or whatever like that. But it's time. Hey, some people got to go too. They kill motherfuckers, make it like an accident every fucking day. They might stage it up all day, following somebody around, trying to make it like it was a car wreck, or run somebody over, or somebody get around you, get a sick person around you. Then you go to the hospital, then they keep you and shoot something up in your IV, or say something else wrong with you and steal your fucking organs and shit. Man, they kill us in so many different ways, but we ain't doing shit. Walking around, hey, I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what, I'm going to tell you how we can get some people to kill some of them motherfuckers. Let's just say we're going to kill some black folks. I bet you people will be lining up like a motherfucker then. Call some people and be like, yeah, man, fucking niggas goddamn disrespecting me. They stepped on my shoe. You know what I'm saying? My $200 shoes, you know, I'm helping the white man, you know, with his profits and shit like that. It only costs $1 to make them. You know what I'm saying? We helping the Chinese people who made them and the Indians. Shit, we spent $200 on them. Somebody stepped on them on accident. Shit, let's kill the motherfucker. Then we get a lot of people together then. We trick them into it. You see what I'm saying? See, we'll kill each other, but everybody's scared to kill a fucking crocodile. That's what I don't understand. Why do these motherfuckers?
Like,
they shoot your ass, though, real quick, though, over nothing, bro. Yeah, go ahead. I'm finished.
Okay.
Black power, baby. That was beautiful.
With all that taken in and all things considered, I wanted to welcome to the airways. I believe we have on air our National Minister of Justice is here to give her ice-breaking on some of what has been said tonight. And we want to welcome you from Los Angeles. We have our Dr. Truth Bay is here with us, our National Minister of Justice. Give respect and all honor. Let's do. Thank you. Welcome to the airways. Power to the people.
Power to the people.
Black power.
Greetings, Black family. Been listening, and everybody that made a statement is correct in some way, shape, or form. But the ultimate blame is still us individually. We are at a time right now that we have to be suited and booted because the war is only beginning. Tahaka Bay shares the last name that I have. My last name is Truth Bay. And as a Moor, I feel that there has to be leaders from all power groups that is distinct but is on the same page. And the reason why Tahaka Bay is being brought up, and this won't be the first time, this is only the beginning, is because he has a platform in which he had many, many opportunities to bridge the gap between groups, to not spread misinformation, to come up with solutions. I myself have called in the show many times. I have made comments. I have emailed the brother. I said, we need to highlight Sister Circle. We need to highlight the good things and really bridge the gap instead of taking 4 weeks to talk about Tariq Nasheed or taking 3 months to talk about Michi X or to slander another group for weeks on end. This is a sickness that we must call out. one of many. I am a state of melancholy, and I did not expect to even speak tonight, to be quite honest with you, Black family. I am in a state of melancholy because the greatness that we could have done to change the scope of legislation that has bounded us since 1776 is still above our heads. We have not one anti-hate crime bill, not one, to protect our person. But yet we're still telling people to go and vote. We're still supporting these blackface politicians that has the power to change legislation. We don't have a government that represents us. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights is not a law. It is a feel-good document that tells you how a fellow man is supposed to be treated. But as Malcolm X stated over, over, and over again, that the Universal Declaration of Human Rights needs to be a law. So where are our Moorish brothers who are specialties? Their specialty is law. Their specialty is correcting your nationality. But what do we have now? The leaders of the law are nothing but natural-born hustlers, charging you thousands of dollars to correct your nationality, creating more confusion rather than teaching us in masses, just like the yeshiva Jewish day schools that are all over the place, along with the American public education. How many Black Power schools do we have up? Can we name them? Dr. Umar Johnson, for almost a decade, has been trying to really gain support for the Frederick Douglass Marcus Garvey School. How much slander has he gone through still to this day? We may not agree with everything he may say, but have we reached out to him and started the work to build an institution that this one Black man has constantly been trying to do? No, we're sitting in the sidelines, spectating and judging. But yet we won't lift a finger to do half of the work to even start to build a school. So the blame lies with us on how we are treated and how our children are suffering. We made the mistake by not getting involved in politics. The few of us that do attend on a regular basis, again, I've heard it earlier before. They made a great point, the brother. Where is the support? Queen Mother Beverly right now had unexpected loss like many of us. When you lose your child, there's no replacement for that. Where is the support on a constant basis? It's not there. So however we bring you information, informative news, things and subjects that we need to talk about daily on this platform, we shall do it. So the people keep saying that marching around doesn't do anything. That's one part of the revolution. But never dismiss that. But the other part is also writing. How many of us have written a piece of legislation and say, I want to push this and make a law? Do you know that Article 5 to the Constitution gives us, we the people, the power to change the Constitution tomorrow? How many of us even knew that? But the very few who have tried to push the Article 5 Convention, which simply states that we the people have the right to, as a majority in a certain amount of signatures, can literally change the laws tomorrow. We don't have to wait for these elected politicians that are self-serving. Right now, Los Angeles is in shambles. We don't have a governance in L.A. City, let alone L.A. County. We have half of a city council, which is a 15-body member, and maybe 8 or 9 of them might show up. You have 3 Latino city councils that on record has called Black Angelenos little monkeys. This is something that we must hold account. But when I stand there, Black family, in these council chambers since 2012 to now, I barely see anybody that looks like me to the right or the left of me. So it's pretty hard for us to say we need to change without us knowing who the enemy is preventing the change. Do you know your city councilman by name? You ask a young black kid, hey, who's your mayor? 9 times out of 10, they'll say, I don't know. Whose fault is that? The white man? No, it is ours. But are we taking responsibility for that? No. We keep pointing the finger and blaming things that don't matter. Are we taking the time to take off Netflix, to stop watching movies and really implement our mind with city council dialogue? Are we learning legislation? Are we learning Hebrew on our spare time? We have to be real with each other, black brothers and sisters. What are we doing on our spare time to advance those who are in the front line? And we know who they are because we can see them. If we're not joining them in the streets, please, we must stop, cease giving our opinion on shit that we know we're not doing. Tahaka Bay right now is one of many, many so-called platform leaders, tabloid journalists that's going to be on blast. I want you to play one video, one audio of a actual case hearing from his ex, Janelle. This is maybe 20 years ago. It's not recent. But I want to display to you the character of what you now see Toronto Johnson, who is now Tahaka Bay, who refuses to this point to answer the question of what plan do you have for the Black Agenda 2023. I put him on blast because Michi X, we may not agree with all that she says on how she speaks. She does have a potty mouth. I do agree. But one thing about this sister is that she stands 10 toes down on speaking the truth. When she disseminated Kanye West and what they're really doing, Kyrie Irving, the meanings of what white supremacy is doing, how many of us support and regurgitate what this sister is saying? No. You got fools like Tahaka Bay that uses his platform instead of good to turn it into a circus of gossiping worse than a world. So let's listen to some of the points that this young lady, who unfortunately died, they say of natural death, but she had a toxic relationship with this gentleman.
Okay, so over the past 3 years, he has verbally, mentally, and physically abused me. Last night while drunk or drinking, he threw dirty soiled objects. This morning, 3:13:03, he threw soiled baby wipes in my face. He punched me with his fist on the left side of my face. He threatens me, says he will bust my house and car windows, slice my tires, try to get me back for calling police or putting him out. Curses around my two children, and his 16-month-old son. Says he will or would hurt me if he was like he was in the past, a woman beater. He has in the past kicked in my door, kicked my door in, tried to kick my television in, kicked a hole in the wall in my house, hit my mistake, but he drinks a lot every night, and I don't want him to hit me again in front of my children, or threaten me, because he has been in jail several times in the past for hitting a female, and I am he will really hurt me. Next time he might really hurt me, like he said. This is what Janelle had to say. When I turned to get my youngest son's jacket, he punched me in the face, and I fell. Upon falling, he punched me again, kicked me, and proceeded to drag me out of his apartment.
Do it.
So that's actual testimony of Janelle in one of many, many instances that Toronto Johnson, a.k.a. Tahaka Bay, has admitted to. And what has he said about this particular situation with his baby's mother is that it was toxic. So fast forward. the last couple of weeks, he has highlighted Tariq Nasheed. Now, Tariq Nasheed is also someone that will be on blast for other reasons that we'll detail later on. But the fact that he poked the belly of the beast of Tariq Nasheed to the point where Tariq pulled up whatever documents that he said he found concerning his sex offense, now Tahaka Bay is asking people for donations, and he's supposed to be coming to California, to the, my state, to file a cease and desist because he doesn't want his name slandered. How ironic for someone who makes his living using his platform to slander others, now when the wool is uncovered, the heat is too hot for him to stand. Now he needs the public support instead of support for a law that his people should have been writing, that his temple should have been working on. He's asking for support for plane tickets to come to California so he could file a lawsuit against another brother who also should be using FBA to change laws, not distract by having a march of reparations, knowing damn well that you don't have nothing on paper, sir, to corroborate that. But I digress.
So what up, family? So what we have here is your brother coming at you one more again. Coming at you one more again to ask for your support. What we have here is another internet poser making crazy accusations, and this accusation is sitting around that I have been charged and convicted, and I am a lifetime sex offender.
You're a documented sex offender.
Could you imagine if someone put that on your jacket? That's what we call it. And
okay, so I've just played a little bit of the beef right now that Tahaka is having to come to California about. I wish he would come to Los Angeles so he can come and tell me to my face, what are you doing for the black people as a whole? Since you're not going to respond to any of the comments that we make on your post, that there are certain subjects that I like to chime in. He talks about Haiti like nobody's business. I am Haitian by descent. So I follow these YouTubians, as Dr. Umar would say, with intent, because this is what our young people are exposed to. They're not in the streets like we like to. Many of them are on social media. So if he can't meet us in the streets like the real revolutionaries are doing, then we might meet him where he's at in the YouTube streets. And that is why he's being called out starting today on what his agenda is for the black community. He needs to leave people like Michi X alone, especially when there ain't that many sisters out there that's really doing the work. The very few of us doing the work, how dare you, sir, put your mouth on anything that this sister is doing when you have a rap sheet that is 2 pages long. Somebody tell me I'm wrong. Somebody tell me I'm lying. Tahaka, you've been invited to come on this show to clear up some things, and you have that opportunity in the next couple of weeks. However, that open invitation is for you. So in closing, I want us to reflect, black people, on what our purpose is as individuals. Every day should be an hour learning some type of politics in your city. Every day should be an hour learning the Hebrew language. That's our original language. That is our original language. And if we keep diverting the fact that we're not descendants of Shem or Ham and say that we're everything else, then we are lying to ourselves. This is also for Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism is part of the black empowerment experience. But don't make any mistake and twist the history. This is what we need to do as a collective in 2023. A new government will be made, legislation will be written, institutions will be built. The question is, will you be part of it or will you be a spectator? Power to the people.
Black power, power to the people. That was definitely what you said. Sister Justice, National Minister of Justice, I take my hats off to you, Queen. Most definitely, 2023 is the year that institutions will be built, legislation will be made, and goddamn it, a strong black military to black that goddamn call and by any means necessary. Black power.
Black power.
Thank you, Chief Staff. I think mostly anyone's time. I have one more caller, but let's see if we can go through the chain. If anyone on the host queue tonight had something to add.
I want to add one thing.
Well, go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Black power. We're not fighting the way of the old fight anymore. We're not marching around outside unless it's, certain times when you need to. But, no, we're marching inside the way it's supposed to be done. We're marching in the building where the necessary work will be done, where you can talk to the mayor face-to-face. You can talk to the chief of police face-to-face if you have a grievance of them. And we're not glory hounds, so we're not advertising our every move, but we've had back-to-back incidents in South Carolina it's just back-to-back. And we've confronted the mayor and the city hall and the chief of police down there, who said the matter wasn't in his hands when the lady, Keisha Tate, was murdered by her neighbor, who was target practicing in the backyard. And well, say he was target practicing, but in this case, he shot through her window while she was standing at the window, because she had already told the chief of police that she wasn't comfortable with him shooting in the backyard, and he said it was out of his hands. And that's why we confronted him to see if we can maybe go to the governor and have him replaced if it's out of his hands. And we've been making strides for our people like that. So yesteryear and today has got to be fighting two different ways, Like the lawlessness of the land can't override justice, pure justice, real justice, justice for all, So we just let in a way that person just grasping for straws. They don't really know which way they want to go. So we just go revolutionary all the way. But I'm just saying, as far as what we do and don't do, days of no justice, no peace, unless there's thousands in attendance, that's over, because we're telling them to their face, no justice, no peace, and actually getting somewhere with this. So we are drafting Sister Justice. Our National Minister of Justice is drafting up a bill right now for anti-black crime, hate crime bill. So we need to get legislation and laws changed, and then somebody like Taharka will want an interview about what we successfully got done. We have a decree right now, online decree for South Carolina to be our reparation state, for all of South Carolina to be our reparation state, since it was the first state in the union with recession and everything, and we have a big black population there. And injustice has been happening to us left and right down there. And the Panthers have been on the call, whether it's justice from the white neighbor shooting his the lady with six children in the house, six out of nine children in the house, to even the brother molesting a teenager. So people don't know exactly how much fronts we be on. And I just want to speak one last thing about Brother Umar Johnson. He just
he doesn't even address Taharka. So Taharka pretty much just go away on his and a lot of people, like Sheikh Imam Akbar, don't even pay him no mind. So by the time he does figure out what we're doing, he can give us nothing but gratitude, you know. And that's what he needs to do, give some gratitude. So I'm going to land my plane there. Oh, can't land my plane without landing on the right strip, which is $77 Bakers. So we can keep the revolutionary boat afloat, and that's Cash App, $77Bakers, B-A-K-E-R-S. And anybody know Taharka? Tell them to come on this come on the show, and tell us his plan and how he'd like to implement it, and where does the black community fare as far as now that you've told us you don't think one way is the right way, show us what you think is the right way. So what I think is the right way now is to get laws changed, you know. That's the only right way. We got to be up in their faces, and then we go from the state house to the county council, down to the Senate level. Go to the Senate level, right down here in D.C., right in Gotham City. Go to the Senate level. So God bless everybody. Black power and peace and love. Black power.
Peace and love.
Black power to the people.
Thank you for your contribution for the National Minister of Defense and all of those that have contributed greatly, our National Chief of Staff, our National Minister of Justice, our spiritual advisor, and our chairman out of South Carolina, part of the staff of New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, as well as myself, the Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar, the national chairman of the Black Panthers, and that is via, and I do say it with all seriousness, we have some serious work in Gambia, we have some serious work in South Africa, and some even becoming more serious work in Sierra Leone. So tap up and tap in and tune up and tune in and locate your brothers around the in the diaspora as well as on the continent of the motherland and as well as those in the, again, the honorable mention, especially on this hour for Sasha Johnson, who was shot in the eye behind this work in the UK. And there are comrades there that are trying to put arms there around our beloved sister, and she was a dedicated follower on nearby her demise. She came on the radio to say that she was a follower, and she is a follower of the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and that means a lot to us that are in the real fight, in the real war, and knows what goes on the front lines and manage it to the best of the skill of our ability to the divine power and everything. It's on a fine timeline of divine. I cannot speed it up with any form of anticipation. I can't slow it down if I start to puking and moaning. So we must fight the best fight and fight the right fight and know when to hold them and know when to fold them. Be wise, brother and sister, and pick your battles and know what you're doing when, you know, don't do a damn thing if you don't know what you're doing. We sure appreciate you being here tonight. Is there anybody else? Is there somebody we missed? My. I did not want to leave anybody. It's for my money. The tabloid journalism, we I find most of it was crunk out of, really, I think the first time I recognized it to be tabloid journalism, I saw the guy, Taharka Bay, there. And he hasn't done the revolutionaries any favor and has never met me. He doesn't know me. We've never done an event program, not even a radio, YouTube, none of that together, but this guy seems to know a whole lot about me. And then when he has wrong information, he will just drop it out in the society like it's right information. I'm not so much upset about it. I mean, as much as I'm puzzled as to what's motivating him to go in on the revolutionaries consistently. That's my whole question about this. What if he's a tabloid kind of guy? He go down to the NAACP, raise a red flag or red, white, and blue flag or RBG, whatever you have to raise, and keep it moving. Come to our door, do some interviews like the brother said with us, and then if you want to go out and say those kinds of things, you have a right to because you interviewed somebody. He's never interviewed any one of us. There's somebody that may have been in the movement, disgruntled, Tick Dr. Mallory or whatever his name is, Malia, has never been in the movement. He's never come anywhere close to us. He approached us several times. He came to several events, but he knows absolutely nothing about us. He's never been in anything intimate with us. When we've had gun showdowns and had to go belly to belly and gun to gun with these goddamn beer belly wooden two sheriffs, and that shit don't make the headlines every time, beloved. But he has never been with us in any gun battle, and we've had a few. So to make sure you know that this is not an exaggeration, my last minister of defense was Brother DK. You might want to Google him, DK Brown in Dallas. And he got pissed. He shot up the goddamn place. I mean, he shot the roommate, according to what the witnesses say. And when the paramedic tried to come to help the motherfucker, he shot the goddamn paramedic. I mean, we're not afraid of no ghost, brothers. But then he said he shot himself. So some weeks before that, DK told me that if you ever hear about me doing something to myself, you know the cracker line. You know the goddamn cracker line. He is a master of deception, and you know goddamn well he's lying. There's so many things on high-end principle that we can share with you, so much we can do with you. There's so much experience we want to leave with you. And as you see the gray fading on me, I mean, I'm trying to share everything I've got and leave it in the hands, in the capable hands of this staff you see up here tonight. The radio, the chairmanship, all of that. And people are stepping up. And that's what much of the rhythm is about, stepping up and taking charge of the goddamn Panther. And I'm just here to tell you, brother and sister, you all are doing a great job. We have a great staff. We have a fantabulous staff, professional staff, a down-to-earth and to-the-point staff. So we fear no man. We're not fearing any man. You know, the only fear we have is that we will study and show ourselves approved instead of study and show that we have the Most High God who originated the heavens and the earth, that we disapprove God and come out with the wrong research, wrong information, and feed it to we the people. Other than that, we must keep it moving against the goddamn opposition. And I don't mind telling you, they had to stand toe-to-toe many times with the goddamn cracker. And to put them down their backside. Some we had to ship them in body bags, just the whole nine. But that's not the whole objective, is how many crackers I can put on their backside and how many we can throw down in the body bag, but that we, the people, get freedom, justice, and equality, that we have a decent place to live, like she's saying, housing, that we got an opportunity if we want to take it at a good job, and we have a good opportunity to raise our family in a decent environment. And I don't see anything wrong with that. And the same aspiration from the Honorable Huey P. Newton, from the Honorable Fred Hampton, from Geronimo Pratt, from H.R.A.P. Brown is still here with me. He can tell you these things. He's right here with you, but he's in the penitentiary for executing a sheriff that he never had that type of weapon in his hands to shoot a projectile to kill the goddamn sheriff. But nevertheless, we the people won't rise up and even give the Honorable H.R.A.P. Brown, Imam Jamil Abdullah Al-Amin, won't even give him an honorable mention on your platform because that's how distant we have become from each other, how far we have stepped away from our social and political prisoners. Step to it, brother and sister. There's so much I'd like to share with you tonight, but know that at the end of this piece, we don't lock arm in arm with the opposition. We don't tie into the goddamn black tabloid journalism, the white tabloid journalism. We don't give a damn about a cracker named Uncle Sam. And we damn sure don't give a damn about no form of tabloid journalism. We put it down on its backside as best we can bat it down with whatever tools by any means necessary. And I'll leave that on the front line for us. For the best defense, again, is self-defense. And that's the best offense we can play, is to have a strong defense when the enemy pops his ugly head up. And I'll leave that there. Was there a last comment? I heard a voice. Is there a last comment?
Yes, sir.
Other than $77 Baker, put some lean green in the goddamn black machine and let us keep it moving.
Yes.
Go ahead, Carl. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I would like to end tonight's show with a clip, honestly. And I want you to pay attention to what this brother is saying in this clip, Black Power. So let me play that clip real quick.
Black Power, please make it loud and clear. There's going to be a little deficit, so loud and clear,
Black
sir.
Egyptians told tales of the sacred book of God, which contains the secrets of the gods, and brings misery, pain, and suffering to anyone who reads it. And grants of birds I view to pee, lights it. I am old as dirt, and I've seen things as you have. Why do you bring this rage to my doorstep? You ever notice how traveling makes your mind roll thunder? Like a train moving down the track. Except you don't know where the fuck that mind train is headed. And then all of a sudden, plop, an idea shits in your head. And you think that shit smells good. Peace is a beautiful but shitty idea. Only a goddess can adorn the sarcophagus of a god. So help me understand what these new gods give it and what they take it away.
Your thirst does not inspire our confidence, only our curiosity.
I am not a god in the sense that I can tolerate exploitation, oppression, and repression. My worshippers know freedom ain't free. They know the most potent weapon of control for the oppressor is the mind of the oppressed. They know slavery is not a condition. Slavery is a cult. Human trafficking is a cult. Slavery got a rebrand like motherfucking the alt-right. And snap, another one goes. Every 30 seconds, another chocolate, brown, caramel, yellow, high yellow, red bone refugee girl with melanin in her skin gets snatched. Every 30 seconds. And to make matters worse, these dazzling new plantation owners built a pipeline to take our children from school to prison quicker than a cut can bleed. And the lucky ones go from school to the NFL, where they don't even let them niggas take a knee. They've been programmed from birth with shitty food options, contaminated drinking water, gun violence, police brutality, and trauma after trauma after trauma. PTSD, no therapy. Missing, no Amber Alert. Alone. Another one gone.
I hear you, brother. And I hear them. I hear each voice. And I write each day.
We have lived long enough to know these troubles are timeless. Suffering is not a secret.
And moral law is final. Sooner or later, they all lay before a war need not be the answer.
My queen, the world assumes white people are naturally good. So when something bad happens, it's a good person doing a bad thing. They assume black people are naturally bad.
So when something good happens, it's only a matter of time before that animal's true nature wears its ugly face. How much longer can we afford to wait? You keep track of days, numbering the years for scribes that record human history. Do you see progress? I count one, two, three African gods in this room, and two of them want to exercise restraint and let a donkey walk continue while you live your best life. War is upon us. An old white lady is dead. Wednesday avenges Zariah Virginia, but if it was a dead black lady, like this sweet old soul, turn a ball's hammer, but not swing.
All right, Black Power, that was the end of the clip. But notice what he says. We are at war. How much longer can we afford to wait? Power.
Black power and a strong black military, as he's alluding to black and support our call for black revolution and our call for black power and our actions for black power. Is there anyone else on the panel that we left out tonight that did not get in to say what they wanted to? And they had one pressing issue that they just knew that we have a listening ear to give them credence here on Black Power Radio. You can go right here. You have anyone else? All right. Well, just remember, all of you, thank you, the Queen Mother Beverly. And thank you, Brother Ty Nitty. When it's time. Thank our full and complete staff, especially our chief of staff, our beloved brother Azriel. And remember, we have a grand meeting of a great event in Danville. And it's going to be December the 17th. We need everybody there. We know it's all the way with OJ, but it's all day when it comes to the Panther work. And we're putting in time to build and to recruit and go into that region. And we've been there before, and it's no stranger. So we'll be doing some work there in that region on December the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, like we always do. Man, we'll take that weekend and put a little billboard flyer or something coming out, brother, Chief Staff Israel, put a little something to the effect. So when that one to say, oh, well, nobody told me, then you got your little flyer, you just flash it back at him, say, well, when you're slow, sometimes you get the elbow. So we roll out and we keep it strong and focused. Thank you, Maurice, for being there with us tonight. You're a strong general.
Always.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Always. Oh, we will be there in your place, in your face real soon. As we work with Brother Lightning. We're happy with the both of you teamed up in that region doing work, putting work in, recruiting as always. Thanks, brothers. Let me see. Our new recruit, Marvin. Thank Marvin for coming in tonight as well. I don't know if anybody's still there. You're still out there on the front line. Is that Marvin on the 87? No, that's our beloved sister on the 87. Thank you, Sister Switchblade, out of Chicago. We've got a little work in Chicago. We want to build it. I don't know. Do you know Brother Ephraim in the city? Brother Ephraim, Sister Switchblade, if she's still there. Switchblade. Do you know Brother Ephraim?
No, but if you can connect me to him, I'm pretty sure we can build too and spread the love and word of Black Power.
I'm going to give you two or three names. King Cantantrus, Brother Gregory, the speaker, Gregory from the Nation of Islam, and our beloved pastor, my pastor is Pastor T.L. Barry. If you don't know him, then you know his block.
Oh,
he's got
T.L.
Whole
Barry. Yes,
block.
I do know. I do know T.L. Barry. My grandmother, I went to church as a little girl with T.L. Barry. I know what he's all about. I know what he's all about. In fact, he is the one that had Louis, the minister of Farrakhan, speak at his church that inspired me to go to the mosque with my grandmother to learn Islamic ways. So,
thanks to his connection, I was able to connect with a lot of Muslim brothers and sisters as well, along with Christianity and Hebrew Israelites. So, yes, whatever
right.
we can
That's
build
right.
on, I absolutely am for it to move our movement forward. Peace. Black
absolutely.
Power.
And Black Power, and he's still connected, and believe me, we are still connected. And we were there in Chicago, and I can give it right to you, 55th Indiana and Garfield, am I right or wrong? That's the spot, and we've connected up there many times, and we'll still continue to use that in the future as a way to always land safely in Chicago and know my friend Pastor T.L. Barrett, my pastor since 1971, perhaps. I'm just saying it goes all the way back when that same spot, I believe Jesse Lewis Jackson had the spot before he got hold of that area. They have always been active in that part of Chicago. And we go all the way to Stony Island and back to Cottage Grove and up and down Halstead, State Street, Lakeshore, and wherever else we got to go in Chicago. And we will not be a stranger, and we will come and visit you and try to support you at your school and put in the effort, the reasonable effort and the work to let you know the Panther is alive and well as well. And thank you, and assalamu alaikum, and Black Power. Black Power. Black Power. And with all that's been said, I don't know if the Queen Mother had anything in the word that she wanted to leave with us, because she is our spiritual advisor. I hope everybody's on board and can hear me loud and clear, because some people sometimes slip and tend to forget. And I don't know if Ty Nitty or her had something. Did you have anything, Brother Ty, before we give it to the Queen Mother? You there with me, Ty?
Yeah, I'm here
another
with
mission.
You. I'm just reiterating
yes, sir.
What the lady said.
Did you have anything
Chicago,
before we close
man.
Down?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You're loud and clear here?
Yeah. Hey, I was just wanting to reiterate what the lady was saying earlier. I don't really know who she is, but she right, man. It's time to start slaughtering some people. You know what I'm saying? Not to say it like that in that kind of way, but, you know, a lot of us, we dying. And we able to shoot each other every day over nothing. You know what I'm saying? So when somebody do something, I don't see why they still living. There's a lot of people out here living good lives, and they done took a lot of people's lives. You know what I'm saying? So like somebody else said, everybody got a good point in what they said, you know? So Let's step it up. 2023, we got to step it up. If somebody do
absolutely.
Something, we got to everybody throw some money in to help them fight the legal battle. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to put something else to help knock a couple motherfuckers off if they need to be knocked off. I mean, I hate to say it like that out loud and,
right.
you know, over the radio, but, you know, some people got to go, man. Everybody not going to be able to, for us to be able to thrive, everybody not going to be able to be around, man. We got to get rid of somebody. That's just how it is.
Right, right,
Black Power.
Right. But you got to look at what did Dr. King say? I've seen the promised land. I might not be there with you when you get there. You know what I'm saying? Some of us, the point of revolution, some of us lay down our lives every day for this.
Real talk.
And some of our oppressors, they're going to have to go with us because our damn show ain't going by myself.
Right, exactly.
There you go. No add that.
But peace, love, Black Power, and again, Black unity, Black strength, Black honor, Black power, and yes, Black supremacy.
Yes, I forgot to give a number.
Black power.
Someone had a phone number?
Yes, I forgot to mention.
Oh,
if
go ahead,
anyone actually like
Mr. Justice.
Yes. I definitely want to connect with Sister Switchblade from Chicago as well. We thank you for being on. And I'm very familiar with Inglewood. And definitely we need to work together to make things better. So if anybody else wants to join or find out more information on how you can create a Freedoms Bureau, that is the mode of government. If you're not familiar with the history of the Freedmen's Bureau, to please Google it so you can be up to speed on what exactly is needed for us to turn around the government aspect representing blacks here in America. So you can give us a call at 1-866 248-0521. Again, if you want any information on how to create a chapter in your city of whatever revolutionary issues that you have, please give us a call at 1-866-548-0521. And main purpose for 2023 is to execute a Black agenda on policy and legislation. Thank you, and power to the people.
Absolutely. Power to the people. With all that has been said, all that needs to be said, it's for my Queen Mother this hour to close this section and episode of Black Power Radio. And we thank everyone for joining us, and especially our Queen Mother, and you have the mic.
We starting a new week. Some people say it starts on Sunday. Some people say it starts on Monday. But anyway, it's the evening closes. We just hope that Monday through next Sunday till we meet again, or we meet again tomorrow night. Excuse me, my bad. We just love one another, man. I can't say no more than that. I mean, we have to set the things against change, courage to change the things we can. And God, please give us the wisdom to know the difference. Excuse me. Like I said, I lost my son. I'm also a mother of nine. That was my seventh child, and seven is completion. You know, I'm not going to, you know, go back and forth about this here. I just want us to love one another, man. That's what we need on this earth. We need love. We have to fight the good fight, too. But we need to love one another as well. You know, my brother Ty Nitty, he always said, you know, we need to love one another.
Amen.
You know, you have to love yourself. You have to have some self-love. You have to do some self-inventory. You know, before you go sweeping somebody else's doorstep, you have to sweep your own. And with that, I just want peace and blessings to us, all of us, and our families. Take care of one another. And let's have a peaceful and pleasant slumber. That's all I got to say.
Black power. Amen, Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen, Ra.
Amen, and Black Power.
Amen. And Black Power. And know that tomorrow's episode of Black Power Radio will be live in California for the movement of the homeless there and homeless everywhere, but especially putting emphasis in part two of the homeless situation in California and as a whole, especially in Los Angeles, especially on Skid Row, and especially those that are in contact with our National Minister of Justice, Dr. Critical Truth Bay. We thank you and everyone that contributed to Black Power Radio tonight. I'm your host, Sheikh Elimam Akbar, and knowing that with all that has been said and all that we can say, we know that our beloved brother Marvin Gaye has said it best.
Don't go and talk about my father.
and we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master and its covert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you have not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change, which is the solution. You want a concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folk people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We study been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, and our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the Miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which mean that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you've got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man that build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man that build a mansion and don't put cameras on his spurs. It ain't a white man that build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community and when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized and a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said a job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did alone give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
Yeah. Way back in Jersey, the only thing you're really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs to your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, COINTELPRO. Don't need open any letters, hit this with a COINTELPRO. Whip some change, whip some change. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. You point fingers, not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just stripped to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence seems to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror. Just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, crips and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the spoons with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to spell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, pass away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bones I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's
known,
now they wanna
sign
and touch us
about
the revolution, yeah, it's
about
to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a sodder.